Rose, you have a couple of cats in your house, right?
Furry freeloaders, I like to call them.
And
yes.
They are in perfect physical condition, right? They work out every morning.
Absolutely.
Ours don't.
I've seen a picture of Robert and Gertrude,
Robert and Gertrude, yeah. Anyway, America apparently has an obesity problem in its pet population. A new survey from the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention says about half of domestic cats and dogs in the U.S. are overweight. You might want to check the ones at your house if you have them. According to the survey, 18% of dogs and 28% of cats actually qualify as obese.
Oh, goodness. I feel bad now. we're joined now by Stephen Budsberg. He's a professor at the University of Georgia College of Veterinary Medicine and a member of the Association of Pet Obesity Prevention. Stephen, thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
First question, Stephen, how do you know if your cat or dog is a little pudgy?
Well, I think that's probably the best question to start with. And the real problem, if you look at the data from that study and from other published reports, is the biggest problem is people don't know when their animals are obese. From the most recent survey, 90% of cats owners don't know that their cats are obese. And 95% of obese dogs owners don't know that they're obese. There are some body conditioning scores that you can get from your veterinarian, which are very easy. They're visual picture guides, and that is the best way to do it. And if you're at all concerned, talking with your veterinarian. I mean, veterinarians in our profession, we know what a fat dog looks like and a fat cat looks like. So that's where you should start. I mean, the problem is people think that a Newfoundland should look like an aircraft carrier.
That was my next question about breeds. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very different. If I put the two classic breeds to use, if I took a Great Dane and put him in a room with people, a Great Dane who was an appropriate weight, they would think it was a starved sub-Saharan, you know, child. They don't know that that's what a Great Dane should look like. And the beagle is the other great example. People think that a beagle that looks like a sausage with four little legs sticking out is appropriate, and it's not.
Well,
and as I said, these body condition systems give you pictures, and an animal should have a tucked waist. You should be able to differentiate their chest or thorax from their abdomen, just like you and I. It's no different. You should be able to see their ribs or feel their ribs when you pet them, not sticking out, but you should be able to say, yep, that's a rib.
Well, I have a Maine Coon, and those are mm-hmm. that's a very large breed
for a big cat.
Big
it's
cat.
Absolutely
so
a big cat.
I'm thinking, well, his name is Ridley. Ridley's supposed to be big, and he eats all the time. And I have a Chocolate Seal Point, which is Siamese, who's very little and very lean. So, but now I want to go and check and see. So you're saying I should feel up under the rib cage?
You should just be able to palpate them.
Okay.
Just, when you pet them, you should be able to feel the ribs.
Okay.
In your Siam, darn sure should be able to. That's such a slight kitty. If you can't find the ribs just on petting the side of them, then that cat's a bit overweight.
Well, then the question comes up, okay, how do you get them? I mean, obviously, exercise is a big thing for any animal, including human ones. So how do you, if you have an indoor cat or a dog that only maybe go out for a walk just to do his or her business, how do you get them exercising? And is that something
It's part of it. It's multifactorial. We're the enablers. Okay, we're the enablers of them not exercising. We're also, more importantly, the enablers of allowing them to eat. Have you ever seen a German Shepherd open up the refrigerator and get something out?
I've seen some try.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, unless the cat breaks into the cat pantry and digs a hole in them, you're the one giving them the food. I think the bigger side to start with is less in rather than trying to burn it off. Trying to burn off the calories, and it's no different than you and I. Caloric intake equals expenditure. If it doesn't, then you're going to put the weight on. And getting animals to exercise, certainly dogs, taking them for a walk. There are a few cats that will go out on leashes for a walk, but that's pretty uncommon. But cat toys and keeping a cat up and moving and around, you can do that. You can initiate exercise with most cats. Now, there are some cats that will just look at you and tell you you're crazy. But that's what you have to do is be cognizant of keeping them active as well.
And Stephen, what should pet owners know about, you know, the problems, the health problems that can happen?
That's probably the biggest area of non-knowledge. Understand that, to give you a couple of ideas, it's been well documented that cats that are over 10 that are obese have a fourfold risk of dying. Dogs, if you took, and there's a very wonderful study done in the 70s and 80s with age and breed and actual litter matched puppies that were lived their whole lives out and were monitored the whole time. Dogs that are obese live 2.5 years less than their counterpart. And you say, oh, 2.5 years. Well, take a dog, say, we'll just use an average age of 12. He was going to be 12. He's now only going to be 9.5. Take that percentage. That's a huge percentage. That's like telling you, you're by being obese, you're going to be losing 8 or 10 years of your life.
If you're just
and there's a multitude of diseases that have been directly related to obesity, not only in humans but in animals. Same ones: diabetes, arthritis. I can give you the list. There are a number of neoplasias, cancers that have been associated with it. And I think the other unknown to owners is fat is just not a tissue that sits on the body. It's an active endocrine organ. It's releasing materials all the time that are affecting the way the body functions.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Stephen Budsberg of the University of Georgia's College of Veterinary Medicine. Subject, obviously, fat pets. But since there's that old bit of folkloric knowledge that owners tend to look like their pets, is there a connection, one that you can demonstrate with data, between a fat pet and an obese owner?
Excellent question. And there's not been a real good clinical trial or study that has compared, you know, how many people who are clinically have BMIs that they're obese and their animal's obese. I think that most veterinarians will tell you that it's not uncommon. And where it becomes really a rub isn't so much can you identify a fat pet with an obese owner. It's trying to talk to an owner about their pet when they're obese. Mm-hmm. It makes it a very uncomfortable discussion. Add into that, many veterinarians we're all people like everybody else, and we have a population of veterinarians that are obese. So, you know, getting to talk about your pet when the owner and or the veterinarian may have a weight issue gets to be a bit dicey, and you have to be diplomatic about it.
I want to come back to the food for just a second, because you mentioned reducing caloric intake. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of, I guess, what you might call diet pet foods out there, particularly
sure.
for cats and dogs. Is mm-hmm. that an answer, number one? And number two, a lot of us just leave the food out because dogs and cats theoretically we will just eat until they're satisfied. Is that the right thing to do?
No. Your second part of the question is easier to answer than the first part. And second part, people will say that cats are better self-regulator than dogs. That's to a certain extent true, but dogs are horrible self-regulators. In fact, in that study that I told you about where the dogs, they looked at them through their lives, initially in that study, they allowed the dogs that were going to be the obese, they let them have free food, and they got so fat they had to stop that. So you need to have a proportion, just like you and I. You don't need a whole bag of chips sitting out there in front of you all day.
Well, have you
in
ever watched a basketball game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, I have. But the bottom line is that you have to proportion what they get. You are the enabler to give them their diet.
Yeah, and okay? The diet pet foods?
They're good. You don't have to use them. Simply, you know, managing how much they eat is you can use a pet food if you want that's restricted calories. But you don't have to. It makes it a little bit easier. But I think people can relate to themselves that there are some people that use diet foods and others that don't. I don't buy Jenny Craig, you know.
Stephen, as we wrap up here, where can pet owners go online? Or is there somewhere, you mentioned some charts here, so people can sort of look at and have a chart that says, okay, my pet weighs this much. This is how much food the pet should be getting on a daily basis.
Well,
is there somewhere they get that information? Because sometimes on the back of the pet food bag is not
excellent question. Yeah,
accurate.
First off, that's the excellent question. First, do not believe what's on the bags, okay? Because those recommendations are made for a whole breadth of animals, not necessarily your pet. Okay. And so the best thing to do is to talk to your veterinarian about it and get an idea of what your animal your pet should be eating. Give you an example. I'm a huge Golden Retriever fan, and my Golden Retriever, if he ate more than a measuring cup of a specific diet twice a day, he would gain weight. And so go to your veterinarian work with them. The body conditioning scores, yeah, you can just type in online, you know, body condition score. There's two very famous ones by two different pet pump companies that I won't mention, but you can find those. Those will tell you, and you can look at those and print them out, and they're fantastic to give people an idea of my dog or my cat may be a little overweight. But then go to the veterinarian and figure out, because it's easier for dogs to lose weight than cats metabolically, safety-wise. Cats have some problems. If you try to starve kitties into, you can have some real significant metabolic problems. You can also have some significant metabolic problems with dogs. So you really need to be under the care or the suggestion of your veterinarian on how to lose the weight, what diets to use, what's safe for your pet.
So if you can lift or drag the huge animal, bring him to the vet and have
Absolutely.
Him looked at.
Wow. It's part of your yearly check, just like you have a yearly physical. Your pet needs a yearly physical, and this is one of the components that's going to be looked at.
Dr. Stephen Budsberg is a professor at the University of Georgia College of Veterinary Medicine. He's a member of the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention. Thanks so much for taking the time. We're going to go home and have a chat with our cats.